for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
We're here in a small garden on the mountain or the hill that's called Our Father, because it's here just outside of Jerusalem that the tradition has it that Jesus would retire in the evenings with his disciples. There's a large cave or a system of caves here, and it would have been a very fine place to come to rest. It would be cool and it would be safe. And it's here that it's believed that Jesus taught his disciples this beautiful and universal prayer for all Christians that we call the Our Father. In a few moments we can hear that prayer read in Hebrew and also in Aramaic, Aramaic being the language that Jesus himself used. I think it's important to understand that when people ask Jesus how to pray, the first thing he teaches them is we don't need a ritual language with which to pray. We can use our own language and our own words. And so there is no barrier, and this is part of Jesus' whole message, that there is no barrier between us and our Father who has made us and created us, redeemed us and loved us. When we come to prayer, and Advent is a beautiful time in which we can renew our prayer, we know that we can come with honesty, with simplicity, and we can speak to him just as a child speaks to its parents. The other side of the Our Father is it is a great prayer for the hallowing of God's name, sometimes in Jewish spiritual tradition called the Kadosh Hashem, the sanctification of the name. And that means that we put God first, and that all our actions, our whole life, are there to glorify God and to glorify him in his name. And of course Jesus is the one who taught us his name for us as Our Father. As well as asking for our daily bread, remembering that that's not just the material things of our life which we all need, and we ask God to provide that for us, but it's also the bread of life, which is the Word of God, Christ himself. So it's to nourish the whole of us, our bodies and our spirits, because without that we're deeply poor and we are deeply diminished. But perhaps the most radical thing of all is Jesus' teaching on forgiveness. And not just forgiveness of those who may have wounded us, whom are part of our family or friends, but those who are also our enemies. And so the Our Father becomes a great prayer of reconciliation, a great prayer for peace in our world. And so perhaps when we pray that prayer in our Advent prayers, we might really pray for real reconciliation in all the areas of our lives which need that, but especially to pray for the reconciliation and peace amongst the peoples of our world. And what better place to do that than here on this mountain where Jesus taught his disciples and taught them how to forgive as God has already forgiven us. So now we have the Our Father read in Hebrew.
Avenu asher b'shamayim, yitkadesh shemchecha, tavo malachutcha, ya'ase ratzulcha, ke'asher b'shamayim v'ba'aretz. Lachamenu ten lanu dvar yom v'yomo, v'sa'e lanu masa'enu, ke'asher gam anachnu nisa'enu lehevatenu, ve'al tave'enu b'mesach, ke'em tetzilenu min harasha. Amen.
And now we have the Our Father read in Aramaic, the language that Jesus would have himself used.
Avonach dai b'shameya, yitkadesh shemcha, tetateh malachutcha, tetaver ra'utcha, kede b'shameya ken b'artzea, lahamenach chav lanach schum yom v'yomo, v'shabech lenach hovanach, kede af anach nach shebekarana lehevatenach, ve'al ta'alenach linisayon, ela ketzinach men b'esha. Amen.
Amen.
Thought for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.